Hello, everyone. Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late today. I had some issues to deal with my daughter, who's home on summer break, of course. And yeah, we just finished piano practice. So anyway, it is a 15-day that is family and friends, as you know from Numerology Academy. So yeah, it's really quite an amazing Mercury retrograde, I have to say. It's never been so active in many ways than I can remember. And I believe it's the combination that we're feeling with the number 13 this month and all the other exciting events, occurring around the astronumerology, the new moon, the full moon coming up, really activated this 4 and 8 code, which is all about manifestation. So, a very interesting juxtaposition of Mercury retrograde having to release old patterns, but at the same time moving forward and implementing much more than usual. So, it's been fascinating to watch. So, I don't know if all of you have been feeling some big shifts, but really there's a lot going on. Also, obviously, looking at events in the news between what happened in Egypt and, the plane situation, the crash in San Francisco, which amazingly was miraculous in terms of all of those who survived. And then we had, events this past weekend, one of which I wrote about in today's newsletter. They all really trigger the code. And one of the events I actually have not written about, and probably will in the future, I might do it this week, is the whole trial that was just, in the US we've had this big trial that everybody's been watching, except me, of course, because I don't watch these things. But anyway, it was a very big trial because it concerned race relations, and the numbers surrounding this trial, which is about a 17-year-old boy who was shot last year by a person named George Zimmerman, who was on a watch, neighborhood watch, really, grabbed the media's attention and subsequently, the attention of the American community. More than any trial in recent history. And so it was covered extensively. And so let me just look at those numbers because it was just resolved this past weekend on the 13th. So just basically, the person who was on trial, George Zimmerman, for second-degree murder, his name, George Zimmerman, adds up to 13. And of course, we are in a 13 month. Universal month, and this is 2013, and the trial was resolved on Saturday, which was the 13th. So even just with those numbers, you can see how this code was activated. But there is a lot more. The shooting occurred last year on the 26th of February, which is an 8 day. 26, 2 plus 6 is 8. Trayvon Martin was 17 years old, as I said. That is also an 8. For Zimmerman, that particular day last year was a 22 personal day, which is a 4. The trial began in June last month on the 10th of June, which was a 13 date. And as I said, he was acquitted on July 13th. And also Trayvon Martin, that name is a 31-4. I mean, just it's pretty mind-boggling. I know I just rattled off all these numbers for you, but when you look at just that storyline in relation to the storyline we are all following this month, it's really reinforces the power of numbers and numerology. And so one more thing about Trayvon Martin, who tragically died in this shooting. His name was a 16 name, so obviously that's a challenging current name number. Having said that, I also want to talk about a couple other issues before I get to your questions. We've got some good email questions today. And while I'm at it, just have you know that this call is fueled by your questions, this monthly call. I want to support you and mentor you with any questions you have about Numerology Academy 1 or 2. So you can get in line now. Just press star 6 and have your questions ready, and we can talk in person. Again, press star 6 if you want to get in line for a live Q&A with me today. So the two things I wanted to mention is I talked recently in my newsletter about a CD of very beautiful, calming music. And as all of you may know, I'm a classical composer, and that's how I actually is my big connection to numbers. And so when I come across a CD that really, really makes a difference in my life, occasionally I will talk about it. In this case, the reason I am promoting it, I'm actually not making any money off of this at all, I just wanted all of you to benefit from the music, is also because the pianist on the recording happens to be someone who I know and who's very important in our life right now. His name's Robert Thies, and he is my daughter's new piano teacher. And some of you may know this, but my daughter is a serious pianist. She's just turned 11, and that's what she wants to do. She wants to be a solo pianist, and so she's only played 2 years, but she's extremely gifted. And Robert heard her play a few months ago after a concert he gave. She is magnetically attracted to all pianos, no matter where they are. So an hour after his concert, she just, you know, went up to the piano, asked if she could play. Yes, you can. And he heard her play and came up to me and said, "Your daughter is a genius. I would die to coach her." I said, "Oh, that's interesting." I knew who he was. He's performed my music, and he's well known. He won the Prokofiev International Piano Competition in Russia, the first American to do so since Van Cliburn won. So he's really an amazing musician, and as it turns out, a great teacher. So when he told me about this other CD of what I would call non-classical music, this is really New Age music, I listened to it and I was really bowled over by the beauty and the fact that I just didn't get bored by it when I was listening, right? So the reason I'm bringing this up during this call is during this time that we're in now that can be so turbulent, where some of us on some days may really feel somewhat stressed out with Uranus, Pluto square, all the 13s all over the place. You know, it's really, you know, it's some days can be pretty confronting. And when you have that resource of music, which when it's performed beautifully, and in this case on a remarkable Steinway piano, and the flutist is an amazing flutist from Eastern Europe who plays on alto and tenor and soprano flutes. All of these are acoustic. You know, when you have that kind of resource, it really can help to get you in a space where you become a better channel, a better coach, a better mentor, and just have a more uplifting experience in that moment. So I wanted to mention that CD again and tell you the little backstory to it, which I, of course, am not sharing with the world. It's just with you guys about my daughter. I don't usually talk about her, but in this case, I wanted to just mention that story to you because music brings such joy to our lives as well. And the second thing I just want to briefly mention is that I am so excited about an event in October that I'm hosting because I've never, ever done this before. It's basically going to be a boot camp, and I don't mean in a bad sense. I mean in a truly, purely personal transformation sense because this is going to be an implementation workshop, and it's really specifically designed for Numerology Academy members because you know the language that I speak, and so it is through this language we are going to discover some really important moments in your future and really look at those closely. And you're going to learn how to do this. And that's the whole point. You're going to learn how to do this so you can apply it to your practice. And as I said before, I made an amazing discovery that I'm going to share during this workshop. And it's very intricate, but it's something that is actually, once you know it, you can use it at any time. For, you know, with amazing results. So these 2.5 days from October 4th till 6th are going to really be totally, you know, unusual. I've never done this before, and the whole point of the workshop is to create a breakthrough for everyone in the room. So this is a personal workshop. This is not like a seminar. I literally will be personally responding to you and using your charts to show you how this all works. And so it will really help you to convert Numerology Academy in an even more meaningful way for your clients. So, and of course for yourself, I mean, that's the whole point, is to get you in gear, and then that will help you understand how to use it. So the event is called Design Your Destiny, and it's really meant for people who are serious about their spiritual path and converting their spiritual path into a wealth-generating profession. So 100% hands-on workshop, all for you. I really want all of you to be there, as many of you as possible. I am starting to market it now to my big list, so I wanted to mention it once again for all of you who are sitting on the fence. Get off the fence and you know, sign up, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you're going to have here. So, okay, so having said that, let's move on to this amazing month we're having and questions that you have. Let me go first to Linda. Now, Linda, you said you probably won't be on the call because you're moving today. I'm assuming you're not on the call. But you had a question about Venus, and you said that I once mentioned Venus resonates to the number 6. Is there a number associated with each of the planets? Yes, there are numbers associated with each of the planets, and this is something I will be talking about in the future. I do have Numerology Academy Level 3 scheduled for early next year, and this is where I'm going to get more into those frequencies. So, you know, it is something that you can use Venus, meaning Venus, the number 6. But the reason I mentioned Venus being the number 6 is because 2013 is a 6 universal year. And so it's important to understand that beauty, which is why I brought up the music CD, beauty is very important to get us to a point where our heart is in a state of balance and equilibrium, because our heart responds to beauty first and foremost. You know, love and beauty is what fuels our heartstrings, the kindness that our heart responds to. And so, you know, the loving kindness of that number, the compassion of the number 6, is directly reflected in the planet Venus. And Venus is activated in 2013 for two reasons. Like I said, it is a 6th universal year, but also Venus rules the divine feminine. And the divine feminine is activated by the number 13. So, which is, you know, we're in the 13th year. So there's really a double activation of that planet this year. So backtracking a little bit, if you are into redecorating your home, or like, you know, Linda right now, moving to a place that may be more beautiful for your soul. I know Linda is moving to a state that is a warmer climate, and there is a real feeling in this state about beauty, because of, you know, the palm trees, and there's something quite lovely about a tropical climate. So that is quite beautiful. And of course, people go to rejuvenate in tropical climates very often. So that's a sign for Linda that she is moving in that direction. I'm also moving this year, and for me, there are really big changes that are happening. Yes, astronumerologists are definitely not left out when it comes to transformation, and I am going through one. It's a wonderful shift, but I'm doing my third move in 3 years, and fortunately, I know this is going to be the last one in a long time. But I will tell all of you who come to Design Your Destiny more about that, because I'm actually going to show you my chart and what's going on, and you're going to be pretty amazed at how, you know, how you can really, really see the future based on what's going on in your chart. So going back to Linda's question about Venus, yes, there are other planets. I will talk about them in a future Numerology Academy edition, okay? So now you have another question, Linda, because you're moving, and you mentioned the house is a 398 house. That's the number of the address, 398. Now, 398 obviously adds up to 20, and that is a number of, by the way, very good relationships, just so you know. I'm glad it's not an 11 house, because 11s actually can cause more division, even though 11 reduces to 2. When you are in a 20 house, which also reduces to 2, you don't have that interference of division with the number 11. So for you, this is very good. I like that number. You know, I know you're married, and I know this particular number is very good for you, destiny number-wise, because you are an 8. Now notice, Linda, this is just for you. Notice the number is 398. Notice the 98, okay, that ends that number. 98 is 17, and your destiny number is 17-8, right? So I really see not only 17-8, meaning you're going to really create finally the business that you want to in this house and leave a legacy, but also because the number 2 for your address is in the same triad as your destiny number, which is an 8, because 2, 4, 8 are in the manifestation triad, I can really see your business growing in this house and it benefiting both of you, because the 2 benefits both. It's definitely about cooperation and peace and working out differences and communication, and it's a really wonderful number for both of you. So yes, it will be good. Sometimes you'll need to be patient with the number 2, so just keep that in mind. And you know, if you want to add a 6, you can to the inside door. Just know, you asked this in your email, you can add a 6. It's a wonderful number to add anyway. It would make the house an 8 for you. Just know that once you turn the house into an 8 house, it'll feel more businesslike. It won't quite have that loving feeling that the number 2 can bring, okay? So it's your choice, though. I mean, both of them work for you, okay? All right. So good luck with your move, and let's move on to the next email question. And again, for all of you who want to get in line, please press star 6. Let's see. We have a question from Annette in New Zealand, and you ask, can I ask again about the numbers for pricing? I'm questioning why I see a lot of 97 in pricing. Is there any reason for ending in a 7? Will you cover this in other trainings? And is it important to price the numbers that they add up to money numbers? Ah, okay. Very good series of questions, Annette. Yes, I am covering this in future trainings. I will actually have a special course just on wealth numerology, because it really gets very intricate and very personal depending on what your numbers are and what you're trying to generate. To answer your question about the 97, there is absolutely, having been coached and now coaching others, I've been mentored by many very high-level internet marketers and entrepreneurs, and they all were told that adding a 7 triggers something in the buyer. So that's why you see so many prices that end in a 7. Now, when I look at the number 7, I can definitely visually understand how this number points to the future, right? You know, when you draw it out on a piece of paper, which I'm doing right now, it almost looks like an arrow that points to a higher realm, really. So, you know, you could actually symbolically feel like, oh, people feel like they're moving in a direction with that 7 at the end there. That's one way to interpret it. As for the number 97, obviously it reduces to 16, which in this case, you know, all I'll say at this point is that it can be augmented to not dissuade people from purchasing because of the power of that 7 at the end of the price, even though it ends in the 16. I personally have hardly ever used 97. Actually, stay away from it. If you notice my prices, I have 98. I don't have 97. But other people I know have been successful with it. But there are reasons for that, and that has to do with other layers, and that's what I'll be teaching. So I hope that answers your question, and yes, I'll be covering it. Like I said, it is very intricate. It's something I work with my VIP clients. Whenever I advise them on this question, I only give them numbers that will work for them personally for their own business. So there you go. And let me know if you're on the call. You can follow up. I think it's pretty early, though, where you are in New Zealand. You're probably still sleeping. All right. So Jacqueline had many questions. By the way, welcome, Jacqueline, to Numerology Academy. You had several questions here about the Chaldean and Pythagorean system. And by the way, both systems use compound numbers, not just the Chaldean one. Both use compound numbers, and both are covered in my Numerology 1 and 2, which you now are part of. So I know you said that you worked with both when you were a teenager and you dropped both for 30 years because you were confused. Well, look, I use them very specifically, okay? As you'll find out as you go through Numerology Academy, the Chaldean numbers I use mostly for current names. And then I also apply them in combination with current dates at times. I apply the actual meanings to events, like I just showed you, the 4 and 8 connection that we had in that story that I just talked about at the beginning of the call, and the 4 and 8 connection that I cover in my forecast video for July of this year. That is based on the ancient Chaldean system, and it's very potent and definitely real. It's completely real. The Pythagorean system I use for your birth numbers, and also I use for just to design the numbers code for your astrology chart. So yeah, it's basically you start using your intuition. You start realizing, okay, current names absolutely Chaldean, current dates you use both interpretations, and then birth information you use the Pythagorean, okay? And so that will stop getting you confused about it, because there's a real reason for using this ancient Chaldean system that is highly valuable, and there's a real reason for using the Pythagorean system that is highly valuable as well. Now, you asked, do we use the name on our birth certificate or the name we currently go by? The name on your birth certificate is the one that you use for your destiny number, okay? I also talk about the soul and personality numbers. So that name you use for that purpose. The Chaldean does not do those numbers, no. You asked about, does the Chaldean do these other numbers? No, no, no. The Chaldean is used for your current name. And you may have more than one version of your current name. Many people do. They have middle initials on their checkbooks or credit cards, or they sometimes have nicknames. So, you know, that all has to be addressed, which I do in Numerology Academy Level 1, Webinar 5. Okay, so now, when you also asked, what do you use when you're looking at your personal year? Obviously, you use your birthday. Now, I don't quite understand what you mean by using, you know, your birth name as opposed to Jacqueline Wilson, your current name. You'll have to explain that to me. So if you can get on the call, that would be great, and ask me that question. So anyway, I will address any questions you have as a follow-up to this if you send me an email, and we can finish up any other queries you have concerning the name issue, okay? All right, I hope that helped, Jacqueline. And by the way, again, welcome. I hope you go to Facebook. We have a great community there, and it's just a great way to just talk about current events and questions you have as well. And I pop in as well when I can, which lately hasn't been too often, but I will get back very shortly, especially this week. I'll have a lot more time. So, okay, let's see. Get in line for your questions now. Press star 6, and I hope to get to as many as I can. Now, let's see. We have area code 208. I think I know who that is. Hi, Rayora.
Hello, hello. You
Hi. I recognize. I recognize you now.
Great. Well, Tanya, my first question here has to do with houses that show up in a natal chart with no activity in them. Particularly, I'm looking at the 10th house, the career house. If there's no planet activity in that house, does that mean that a person is going to have a more difficult time manifesting a career?
No, actually. And this is a super question. I really love this because what you do when there's no planets in a house, like tell me what the sign is on the cusp of that house.
Just a second. Oops. Oh, haste me.
Sorry, I took you off guard.
Yeah, you did. Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Okay, so look for Jupiter in the chart.
Okay.
Where's Jupiter?
In the 12th house.
Okay, so that immediately tells me something about how the career will be manifested. Because the 12th house covers, obviously, something very specific, right? Soul growth and
mm-hmm.
The subconscious and karma and, uncovering those things that will really help to transform psychic gifts, et cetera. So to answer your question, no, it doesn't mean that at all, meaning that person can still have an amazing career, even though there may not be planets in that house. What I want you to also check is, what does Jupiter mean in the chart? How many aspects are there to Jupiter? And the second question is, what's the number at midheaven, the beginning of the 10th house? What's the actual number?
The number's 18.
Okay. So this is definitely about transformation. I mean, the transformation theme is extremely big here. Also, 18 is 9, as you know, which is leadership. So, and Jupiter, does Jupiter have a few aspects to other planets or, other important parts of the chart, like midheaven or the ascendant? Or is it a planet that's aspected a few times?
Do you mean, is Jupiter aspected currently in a transit? Is that what you're talking
about?
No.
In the birth chart. Yeah, is the moon trine Jupiter?
No, it's not. It's the only planet in the 12th house.
Okay, does it have any relationship, like an opposition or a trine or a sextile or square to any other planets in the birth chart?
No.
It doesn't. It's totally on its own?
Yes.
It has no aspects. Okay, that's a very, this is something for a future numerology counter, but I'll just tell you now, when a planet has no aspects like that to any other parts of the chart or planets, it's a very, very big focal point for the person. So what this means is Jupiter obviously is expansion and future, and 12th house is deeply psychic. So this person will have a push and pull between delving into the past and unraveling that and moving towards a future that feels optimistic. There'll always be that sense of, what do I focus on? Almost like a conflict within him or her. And so the whole point of the transformation is that this person focus on a goal that will propel them out of feeling a sense of being trapped in the past, because the 12th house is the final house, and it really is a very big house in terms of coming to grips with reality. I mean, true reality, the truth, really, right? So, because it is about all the subconscious stuff that we tend to push under the rug. So, with Jupiter in that house, once this person confronts that part of him or herself, they can be a major instrument to bring joy to others. But they have to move through that transformation themselves, and that will really transform not only his or her own life, but the lives of others, meaning their career will be highly successful if they focus on transformation. Because that 18-9 at the top, there's a lot of underlying, almost like deceptive self-talk that might go on this road. And so that has to truly be addressed. This person has to be very honest about, how they're approaching their inner work. And in a sense, what would help this person is to really seek out someone who they feel uplifted by, meaning another mentor who truly is very psychic themselves, but also can take that person to that beautiful place of joy that he or she is meant to feel in terms of the most difficult part for all of us, which is inner transformation. So it's a very potent chart. And I don't know if that helps you understand how we go about when there is no planet, what you do. You know, where do you look?
You look for Jupiter first. That's the key one. Is that what you're saying?
You look for the ruling planet of the...
Got it.
Right, because Sagittarius rules the 10th house. So,
yes,
so
all right.
That's the sign. So the ruler of the sign, where is he or she, where is that rule in the chart? What house, first of all, are there aspects to that planet? Look at those if they exist. If they don't, then it's a huge, intense focus for that person because it's like an isolated planet, and that means there's going to be a lot of attention. There's no relationship to any other part of the chart, right? So the last thing I forgot to ask you, what degree is Jupiter?
28.
Okay.
And it's also retrograde. Does that matter?
It does at times, yes, for certain interpretations. Again, this is getting more deeply into it. Yes, it does for certain interpretations. But in this case, what I'll say, the 28 also is about trust issues, right? So this person's really, really learning to trust their psychic abilities. 28 is a wonderful number of promise. It's a leadership number just like 9 is. Even shows genius. And at the same time, in the course of discovering, making self-discoveries, this person may trust wrong information or wrong people. So, you know, there just has to be a lot of self-discipline. So again, it's very complex, this kind of, just this placement. You just asked me one question about one part of the chart. You can see how deep this goes. I don't know anything else about the chart, but I can just tell you those things based on what you told me. And I don't know if that actually makes sense to you.
That makes a lot of sense. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Now, my next question is more personal. Did you get my email about scheduling that session, the personal session for level 2 with me?
I did tell Irina to schedule you, and yes.
I never got any word.
Oh, wow. Okay, I apologize for that. I don't know what is going on. Her email account has been having some issues. Okay, so I'm making a note here to get in touch with her. We will do that as soon as possible. In fact, I even had you in my book. Yeah, I have you down on the 25th of July at 1 p.m. Pacific. I'm just looking at my calendar.
Oh, 25th at 1. Okay, I can do
at
that.
At 1 p.m. Pacific. Yeah, well, this is... Oh, okay, you got the question.
We're done.
I don't know why she didn't email you. All right, we'll get on top of that. But there you go. That's your session. You're booked. And I'm looking forward to that because you're such a good student.
Will you send me a note or something with a phone number to call you on?
Yes, absolutely. I will. And, again, apologize for that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, anything else?
No, I think that does it for me at the moment. Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome. How's the I'm just curious, you're up there in northern U.S. Rocky Mountain country. How is it up there weather-wise right now?
It's pretty average for now. We are in our dry spell, hot spell. These extremes are a little more noticeable than before, which is true all over the country, all over the world. But we don't have the extremes that most of the country is experiencing for the most part. We're doing fine up here. Yeah.
Good. Well, that's nice to know. All right. Yeah, here in Southern California, at least parts of Southern California, it's been cool and then really hot and then cool, and it hasn't been consistent, which is nice in some ways, but it's unusual for sure. So we even had rain at one point.
Things are drying out, and we're stepping quickly into our fire season. So
yes.
Realizes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting with Neptune in Pisces right now. I believe, hopefully, that will help the fire seasons. You know, me too. You know, obviously, this Neptune placement goes all the way through 2024. But what's really going to be affected by that are our water events.
Right.
So we're going to see more flooding, basically. The fire may be stimulated a little bit by Uranus and Pluto because of that placement right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's through 2015. But, you know, that's a very, you know, Uranus sparks, and Uranus is in Aries, and that's fire.
Yes.
Mars is about fire. So right now, we certainly could still have bad fire season. But once Uranus passes through, I think we're going to look more the next decade at water events. So we'll just say a good word for us in fire country for the next couple years till we're out of the woodwork here. But yeah, so, but you know, the other good thing is that Mars literally just yesterday entered Cancer, which is a water sign. So hopefully that also, you know, Mars being the fire planet just entered the water sign. So let's hope the water puts out the fire.
A little splash on the blaze.
Yeah, exactly. We just have to think positively as astroneurologists right now. So, I don't know why I brought up weather with you, but obviously that was the reason to look at the astroneurology. Because I never ask people about weather, but I did you. So there we go. We had to touch upon, Neptune and Mars right now. So.
Well, honestly, it is impacting everything. I see that too. And I've even written about it. So I get that.
You've seen the water side meaning, or the Mars side? Yeah,
Neptune's effect on things and the way everything is water right now. That was even in my last blog. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it? Oh, I should read your blog. Oh, that's it's so true. And I actually really like it because it's going to activate, and it is activating our feelings, the ones that we suppress usually because we're so busy running around with our, you know, mobile phones and whatever, we stop feeling, you know, because with feeling you need rest, right? You need relaxation to really have lovely long conversations with your spouse or friend, or, you know, that takes turning off the TV and phone. You know? So
that's why I'm going to be in a high mountain meadow with some forest around over the Grand Trine exact.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I'm doing a wonderful water vacation in August because I'm taking advantage of this right now. That water trine, everybody that I talked about, is so wonderful this summer. So if you can get to a beautiful watery, whatever it is to you, could be a lake in the mountains, could be tropical, could be a river, get there sometime this summer because you really will have a deeply spiritual experience and it'll be very rejuvenating and really help you get through some of the shifts. And so this is a wonderful way for us to take the knowledge that we have about this grand water trine and make it into something deeply beautiful and personal right now, just like Rayora said. So it's you know, you can use astroneurology however you want to. It doesn't just have to be used for wealth generation or, you know, a good address. It could be used in a deeply wonderful personal way and that will affect you and your family. And your work. So it's all tied together. As I often say, abundance is generated through all parts of your life. They all need to be in sync, really, with what abundance means for you to truly generate that in your life in a meaningful way. So this is all part of it, taking this kind of time out. And on a final note, I just want to say August, since we won't speak till later in August, to all of you, August is a five-month. So that does govern travel, of course, and change and events that will be unforeseen. But it also covers adventure and taking a risk in your own life that you might not have felt comfortable doing, especially now, you know, Mercury retrograde time. You want to really use that energy, that five energy, next month. It will be an interesting month because the numbers 4 and 5, excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. The numbers 4 and 5, are very different. This 4 months is definitely about grounding yourself and in a very, you know, deep way, just finding the balance in your life that you need to move forward here. Number 5 will be, okay, you've got the balance. Now you're in the center of the hurricane. There's a hurricane around you because it's going to be very turbulent. In 5 months, there are usually lots of stuff going on. but you can now use that energy that's generated to really make some big decisions and propel your life forward. So, you know, and we're in a sixth year, so always remember that, what that meaning is of the six, which it's all about home business. It is about communicating loving kindness towards others, and through that demonstration, you literally activate abundance in your life. You know, as long as you have the tools in front of you to understand how this all comes together, which you can through these numbers, you can really use that five energy to make some headway and take some risks. So it's also 14-5, so all of you who know a media number, if you're online like Rora is with her blog, take advantage of that, because, you know, people will tune in more in these media months to what you're writing. So you know that in advance, right? So if you have a website, you have a blog, if you're generating videos, anything to do with media, you know, use that to your advantage next month. Besides, Mercury retrograde will be done, and you will more easily move forward. So anyway, Rora, thank you for your questions and inspiring more discourse on the numbers here. So.
You're welcome, Tanya, but now you raised another one for me. Will the Leo energy be really impactful in that you're just talking about?
Oh,
it's,
yes.
To me, like it will.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Leo with the number five is a tremendous opportunity for...
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's, thank you for mentioning that. And Leo obviously begins with this full moon. This full moon happens at 00 degrees for the sun entering Leo. It's just extraordinary. All of you, cast the chart for the full moon this month. It's amazing. It happens directly when the sun enters Leo, which even more light is generated. Full moon is about light. Leo is about sunlight. The five is the middle number of the nine, which is big decisions. This is definitely a potent time this summer. So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because once we enter Leo, it's full steam ahead. And remember, Mercury retrograde ends right before that. So, you know, we're really going to be in the driver's seat, because Leo is us. Leo represents the sun, which is who we are. So we really can generate so much coming up, you know, in the next few weeks. Really, it all begins next week. So get ready and, grab that Leo energy by the horns. It's going to be great. My God. And if you experience a very powerful full moon emotionally, look, it's going to be a big one. I do describe it in my forecast video. But really, it is truly going to be one of those moments, because the 4 and 8 code is triggered at the same time that the sun enters Leo, at the same time that we have, there's so much going on. Let me just remind all of you. It occurs the 22nd. That's a master number day, a master number of laying the foundation of peace, right, and through honest communication. So 22 is about your relationships and manifesting peace in your relationship. So during this full moon, you're going to feel very emotional in general. Now, I'm not saying necessarily in a challenging way, but you will feel. And because the sun enters its home sign of Leo at that moment of the full moon, the energy that's being fired up is going to be quite remarkable. So I would not be surprised if we have some major events happening, not only in your personal life, but just in general. And I don't just mean, big events in the news, but I mean like breakthroughs. Because 00, which is where the sun is going to be during this full moon, is totally about the Alpha and Omega. And it represents really the divine force. And, of course, the sun is a star. It's the only star that surrounds Earth. So it's connected to our galaxy. It is a sister, brother to many other stars. So we really are, you know, it's going to be big. And finally, Saturn is forming what we call a T-square to the moon and the sun. So Saturn's going to be right in the middle of the sun and the moon, forming this T-square. And Saturn is about really being honest. And, Saturn's the great teacher. So if there's anything that you might want to look at, you might want to look at it because you might come up also with people who may be more temperamental during this time. So just be aware of that. Just stay calm and cool. Okay, just, you know, keep it peaceful during this time, because, you know, Saturn's in Scorpio. It's just going to bring up stuff. There's just no way you're going to keep stuff hidden at this time. It's going to come up whether you like it or not. So, so as I said in my video, there could be some late July fireworks around the full moon. it really, for you, you know, considering everything that's going on, you have the power to transcend it all by just being truly in sync with your feelings. And it's, again, you know, that grand trine is happening, that water trine. It's beautiful. Mars actually joins it during this time. Mars literally joins the grand water trine right at the moment of the full moon. So, again, it will give you the drive and activation to use your beautiful creativity, your beautiful imagination that the water trine represents. And just, like I said, going through August, really take those risks and do something with it. So, yeah, I didn't realize we're going to have this long reading on what's going on. But, you know, it all helps, because everything that we talk about in these calls is food for you. It can be applied in however way you want. You can go look at your chart now, and you can go find, where is that full moon happening in my personal astrology chart? Where the heck is it going on? What house is it in? Go do those things, because you'll really help yourself and you'll help your clients by looking at those houses, right? So anyway, enough. I think we've covered as much as we can. And Royora, I think you are... No, there's another question here. So I will say goodbye to you for now. And to Royora, I mean, not to the call.
Yes.
And have a great vacation wherever
Thank
you're
you.
Going. And we'll speak next month. And no, I'll speak to you personally on the 25th. So
right.
Good.
No, ma'am.
All right. Okay, great. So let's look at our next caller, 773. Hello?
Yes, is this for Jacqueline?
Hi, Jacqueline. Did you hear my answer to your question?
I did. I'm having challenges with my phone, so I wasn't able.
Oh.
I was trying to press to talk with you at that time.
Okay.
But anyway, I have some quick comments. Hopefully, they'll be addressed. I sent in another email to Irina.
Okay.
The hotel, I was not able to get in. And I've been trying to do it since the first day you let us know about the hotel, but I wasn't able to get in on the site so that I could register. So I'm hoping someone will help me with that or let me know how to do that for the event in October.
Yes, she has been made aware of that. I let her know about your email, which for some reason she did not see. So, yes, you will be – I don't know why you can't get through on that link. But,
I don't either, but I'm having a few challenges there with the, like I said, with my computer, and I took it in for them to do, you know, to repair it, and that's still a challenge. But at any rate, I'm sure I'll be able to get the hotel room. You still have rooms, I know.
Yes, we have room. I only reserved, 10 for each night, so the earlier you register, like as you did, the easier it'll be for you to get a room. So
I registered early for the event, but I'm not able to get in for the room.
Yes,
so.
You will be able to, is what I'm saying. Don't worry about that. And the link does work, because everybody else was able to reserve their room so far. So what we may do is we'll resend the link to you.
Okay,
because there's no alternative. There's just one link. And if it still doesn't work, you may want to try another browser or another computer or something, because it actually does work.
Oh, okay,
so,
great. Also,
yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did you only assign – I know we could stay as long as we wanted to up to a certain number of days, but I think it said for 2 days you had reserved for. And
yes,
I'm
so what you
sign,
do – it's a
yes.
very good question. So quite a few people are doing this. You reserve the 4th and 5th of October. Then you email Irina and tell her what other dates you want. She'll get those lined up for you, and you'll get a confirmation for those dates as well at that low $119 a night rate.
Okay, so now isn't the conference still going on until the 6th?
Conference goes through the 6th, but a lot of people leave that evening and fly back home, right? So that's why the rooms are for the 4th and the 5th. If you want to stay the 6th, you're welcome to. You can stay the 7th. You can stay the 8th. It's just you need to let Irina know when.
I see.
You know.
So that 4th and 5th, you're paying for those 2 days, and then the 6th, you get out of the room what time that morning?
No, you don't have exactly. I mean, what I'm saying is you can register for the fourth and fifth. In fact, you need to do that first. Then, once you register, let Irina know what other nights you would like in addition
okay.
to that one.
Okay,
yeah.
Because if the event is over at 4 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Okay, fine. So
yep.
I'll probably end up staying because I don't want to have to hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
Okay. You were saying you answered my questions on the, but I wasn't able to get into you, and so I don't know whether or not you were understanding. When I was asking about the essence and the personal number and the universal year, the personal year,
yes.
the universal year, the essence numbers being the numbers of your letters of the name, I was trying to find out, because I don't think the Chaldean system uses that. However, in the Pythagorean, they do.
Well, I don't call it essence, just so you know, because I don't want to confuse others on the call.
Okay. Well, when you're analyzing the letters of the name.
Yeah, where it analyzes the letters of your birth name, not your current name, your birth name. I only use the Pythagorean system. And where it analyzes the vowels is called the soul number. The consonants is called the personality number.
And so you're using the Western system?
Yes, the Western Pythagorean for that. Mm-hmm.
I see. So you're actually okay, we won't get into the accuracy or anything like that. So my question is, because I've done two charts for myself, one for my birth name and one for my present name. So are you with the letters? And with the letters, are you saying to use the Pythagorean system and not the Chaldean? Because I use the Chaldean.
Look,
what
I'm saying is you don't use the Chaldean at all for your birth name. Not at all. You just use the Western Pythagorean system. What you use for the Chaldean is only your current name, Jacqueline Wilson. That's it. And it's a very specific way.
Yes, that's what I did.
So,
I used the Chaldean for the current name.
Exactly.
Yes.
So for you, I think I did that for you, right? So you know that Jacqueline Wilson, Jacqueline is 31-4 in the ancient Chaldean, and Wilson is 25-7. So when you add 4 plus 7, it's an 11, which is what you indicated. It's an 11 name.
Right, about the divisiveness. And so, yeah, right,
yes.
that kind of
right.
got
right.
me. But at any
right.
rate, okay, got that. And I won't go into any more of that. Asking now, I heard someone say something and I had to get off of the call because it took me off
mm-hmm.
and call back in. Something about the 7, and because I am starting my business, I wanted to ask you, had already done it, is there a way you could look at that quickly? I did a July 17th at 12:30, and
okay.
I really am interested in the time and also the charge. You were talking about the 7, and I have a 7-5 for the charge.
You're talking about charging for something?
Yes.
No, the 7 has to be the last digit.
It has to be the last digit. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. So you want me to look at July 17th concerning you?
Yes, please. Could you? For 12:30.
Okay, so just give me your three birth numbers. I see you're born the 28th. What's your life purpose number? You're full. Here, I'll just figure it out.
Okay, I'm sorry. When you said, I don't know what you mean.
That's
by
okay.
Life
purpose is your full birthday number. 11. Okay, you're 34-7, right?
Yes.
Okay, 28-1 for 34-7, and your destiny number is, do you happen to know that? That would be your full birth name.
I can look it up, but
I can just do it.
I'm sorry. I don't
it's okay.
Have
I need those. When I do readings, I have to have your blueprint
right.
in front of
okay.
me, right? Otherwise, it's not going to. Okay, so your destiny number is a 7916. Is that correct? 7916? Jacqueline Hardaway?
It probably is.
Okay.
I know
I'm just
it's
double checking if you remember
yeah.
that. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have 717, so you're all mind triad. You love analyzing, my dear. you love using your mind. You're so intelligent, right? But sometimes you can overanalyze, so just be careful. That's just a little aside.
No, you said that before. And it's not going to stop me from doing it. So
I know.
Like,
I'm just, you know, of course,
like,
how can I stop you?
You won't.
I'm not.
Not until I really learn what I'm doing and feel comfortable and feel like I have my own answers, and then that'll be the.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're the ultimate learner. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's what sevens love
what
to do. Okay, so 11 plus, you're born in October, so you're still doing 2012. So you're in a 16-7 year, and that means July is
Yeah, can you tell me the personal month for July?
Yeah, July is 23.5.
Okay.
For you. And you want to know the 17th? So you add 8. So
at 12:30 p.m.
Okay, so that's a 31.
That's where I plan to start.
Well, July is a great month because it ties into, you know, you're all ones and sevens in your birth numbers. The three important birth numbers are 2, 7, and 1. July is a 5, so it's a really nice month for you. It basically completes that triad for you personally, 1, 5, 7, right? And so things move rapidly, lots of change, decisions. On the 17th, which is an 8-day for all of us, for you personally, that is a 4 personal day. So the numbers 4 and 8 will be active, and they will really ground you. They're not part of your blueprint. So you will feel much more grounded at that time. 12:30, if you look at 12:30, that's a 6. So really what's happening that day at that time is the other triads that you don't have access to based on your numerology are all going to be active for you. So in a way, there's a sense of completion. I would have to give you a personal reading as to what this meeting is, whether these numbers would support that, or, you know, in general, what I would say, looking at who you are and what these other numbers on that day do for you, is that you will feel more grounded. You won't feel quite as indecisive or overwhelmed mentally on that day. Do you see what I mean? So
I need that.
Okay. So in that sense, yes. And because the 4 and 8 is being activated for you personally and for all of us, because it's the 17th, what may happen is that, again, this event can bring out anything that was needing to be resolved in your past. Does that make sense? So the 4 and 8 combination is usually karmic. And for you, it's not that big a deal because you don't have those numbers in your blueprint. But since you've picked that date, or since that date was picked for you, it means you are actually resolving something that day that has to do with a past issue. And it will be resolved in a way that's very meaningful because 17 leaves a lasting impression. It's the immortality number, 17. So it will last, right? So does this all make sense to you?
Yes, I'm just trying to find out whether or not I should tweak the 12:30 and do it a little earlier, or do it between the 12 and 12:30. I was choosing the 12:30.
Well, here you go. Here you're like really. This is where I have to step in and say, don't overanalyze, which is what you tend to do. Just leave it, let it go, and just trust. Because you know you're 7, 7, and 1. You will do stuff like this. Like, can I tweak the time? No, just leave the time. It's fine. It's not gonna work. Okay. All right.
Yes, I will. Thank you. I just need to start it. That's what I need to do. Just start.
Yeah. Just relax. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a really nice month for you. Enjoy it. Yeah. So.
One more quick question, because I noticed that you keep telling everybody about the universal year.
Mm-hmm.
Are we to also look at our universal year as well as our personal year?
Yeah, it's all different layers of the numbers that are affecting you, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Thank
well,
you.
Welcome again.
Thank you so
and
much.
Glad I could help, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
You're welcome, Jacqueline. All right, everyone. That was another great call. At least I hope you thought it was great. I had a great time. Boy, just so much going on. So I want to thank all of you for being on the call and for submitting your questions. I really love your questions, whether you're live, which is the best, of course, but even email questions are fabulous. So make sure you send those in every month and enjoy the rest of this month. I mean, look at the energy lining up. It's just incredible. You know, you really can create some major breakthroughs now. And remember my Design Your Destiny event. Really, really am excited about this one. So I want especially all of you to be there. So have a great July. Enjoy your beginning of August. I will speak to you mid-August. And until then, have a lot of fun. Goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye.